Britain is facing a national emergency. That's what British business and union leaders told Prime Minister Theresa May in a joint letter today. But it's not the only emergency the Prime Minister is facing. May's own Conservative Party is reportedly furious at her for something she said in a live TV address to the nation last night. May laid the blame for the mess that is currently the UK's Brexit strategy squarely at the feet of her colleagues in Parliament. Today, the Prime Minister repeated those charges.
What is important is that Parliament delivers on the result of the referendum and that we deliver Brexit for the British people. I sincerely hope that we can do that with a deal. I'm still working on ensuring that Parliament can agree a deal so that we can leave in an orderly way. What matters is that we deliver on the vote of the British people.
May also travelled to Brussels for more talks with EU leaders. The World's Orla Barry has been following yet another tumultuous 24 hours in the whole Brexit saga. What's being discussed now, Orla? I mean, European leaders must be skeptical that May can get anything passed in the House of Commons.
Yeah, she leaves some disgruntled colleagues at home and she meets some disgruntled EU colleagues across the water in Brussels. At this point, she is looking for another extension to Brexit and she needs to persuade all EU leaders to come over on her side and to agree to an extension. The difficulty is that any extension that they agree to is conditional on the parliamentary MPs that she was so scathing of last night agreeing to her withdrawal deal. And if she was looking on shaky ground last week when we spoke, Marco, the backstabbing and infighting that she reported, that she told the public about last night, has only worsened today.
Wow. So we heard Theresa May telling the public last night that she understood they were tired of the infighting. It was high time politicians made a decision on the next step. So how's that going to impact what happens next?
Yeah, that certainly didn't go down well. What we thought she was going to say was that she was going to tell us she was getting ready to exit as party leader and prime minister. Instead, she told us that not only was she the only woman doing the right job and that she had the public's interests at heart, but that her parliamentary colleagues were the people who were responsible for the mess. They are furious today. Her colleagues, her Conservative Party colleagues are furious. Labour is furious. The Labour MPs today are talking about how she has raised the temperature to such an extent that they feel their lives could be in danger. The police came out a little bit earlier to say they're going to ensure that MPs can have their taxis allowed into the grounds of Parliament so they can get straight into their taxis home at night while within the grounds of Parliament so they can't be attacked by people who might be very angry with them. The temperature really has been raised. Have a listen to what John Bercow had to say. He's the speaker that you hear so often calling order, order in right. The Houses of Parliament and a Conservative colleague. But have a listen to what he had to say this morning.
None of you is a traitor. All of you are doing your best. This should not be, and I'm sure will not prove, to be a matter of any controversy whatsoever. From the chair, let me say that I believe passionately in the institution of Parliament, in the rights of members of this House, and in their commitment to their duty.
All right. What if they don't agree on a deal next week, Orla?
Well, as one correspondent said a little bit earlier, no one has the faintest idea where we'll be in a week's time. And when we're talking about a week's time, we literally are talking about 8 days. Don't forget, March 29th was the date that the UK was due to leave the EU. That could still happen. It could, by law, happen that the UK leaves the EU without a deal. Most people are hoping that won't happen. Businesses are hoping it won't happen. The medical services, etc., are all hoping it won't happen. And most parliamentarians are hoping it won't happen. So there are other options. There is an option for a possible longer extension from the EU. Again, that's down to all the EU leaders to agree to. But also, it raises the prospect of, can Theresa May be the woman who leads the ship then, if that were to be the case? The Labour Party may well suggest, as has been suggested in the past, that maybe a general election might be the road to go down. Could there be a second referendum? Or indeed, could they revoke Article 50 and bring an end to Brexit altogether? These are all the kind of options being discussed this evening because nobody knows, Marco, where we're going to be.
Yeah, well, the hashtag May Must Go has been trending. We'll see. Our guide through the Brexit wilderness, the World's Orla Barry in London. Thanks very much, Orla.
Thanks, Marco.